song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Monday Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Wide open hour for you, 1-888-455-3776. Shoot us an email, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and in there, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Speaking with Rhonda Johnson about the 2009 Silver Run, Phelps County Silver Run going on this Saturday, June 20th in Holdridge. That later in the show. We're going to hit on the NBA finals that were last night. The NBA is over. The NHL is over. That wrapped up on a Friday night. Hopefully you got a chance to see some of that great action because it went down, you know, for not paying attention at all during the regular season. That absolutely went down to the last second. The Red Wings have a chance to tie it, and the Penguins denying them. We're going to talk College World Series, biggest upset. I like Dave Van Horn when he joked after the game that, hey, now I have a win percentage because he finally got on the board down there. So, you know, that was obviously the big upset, I think. I don't think anybody expected Virginia to win, and certainly not many people expected Southern Miss to go the distance like they did with Texas last night. The way they lost, it was sickening. But nonetheless, Derek, we can go live to Omaha right now from the College World Series and talk to our very own Doug Doodoo, who happens to snuck out of the office today to take in a couple baseball games. Doug, welcome.
Well, morning, Daddy. Yeah, we're right here outside Rosenblatt Stadium getting ready for day number three of the College World Series. Oh, ball 37 from the Southern Miss pitching staff. It's just sad. It's just sad, Tony. We talk about it all the time. I thought we'd wait a little bit longer in the College World Series for a team to just crumble under the pressure. It started with the very first inning. I know I said Cal State Fullerton was my pick, but I think if we talk about it a little bit, we also look back and said the only thing that can knock them back is their freshman pitching, and their freshman pitching, they fell right under the weight of the College World Series, and they never were able to recover.
Well, Doug, you mentioned the walks last night for Southern Miss. I hit on that first. The sickening look during that inning when they'd show Corky Palmer. It's a helpless feeling to sit over there when your pitcher just simply can't get the ball over the plate. And Texas, well, I mean, those pitches weren't close. It's not like you could go out there and argue them. He knew his pitcher wasn't around the plate, and it was just ugly. And Texas just stood there. What, two walks and then a hit batsman to load the bases, and then the guy walked in.
Well, it is, and if I see another sidearm pitcher in the College World Series, I'm going to hurl. I mean, those are the guys that can't get the ball across the plate, Texas or Southern Miss. We saw one earlier in the College World Series. I know there's pressure, but you know what? You can't just keep throwing the same pitch in the same location. After a while, they're just not going to swing the bat, and Texas learned that. It took Southern Miss a while to learn that last night when they went to the bullpen and got Wood in the ball game, and he couldn't throw a strike.
Well, I think that maybe for a while, Texas goes up, takes a 2-0 lead, and Southern Miss had to be like, do we belong here? They answer back, I think gave themselves some confidence, actually take a lead, but then they can't close the deal off.
Well, no, they couldn't close the deal, and when you got the ball game tied or you had the lead and then you got the ball game tied, it's a sick feeling because, you know, now Southern Miss has to come back and play North Carolina, and that's just as tough as if they had played Arizona State. The one thing I did learn, though, Texas is not the best team here.
Well, the good news for the Tar Heels is that of the 24 teams to repeat since 1999, the only three have gone 0-2, and six of the last 10 champs reached the College World Series the prior year. So there's a stat for the Tar Heels in their favor.
Well, I guess we'll just have to see what happens I don't even know. I think maybe the best game was kind of what we thought it would be, was North Carolina and Arizona State going extra innings. But then again, North Carolina has to pull their starter after 9 fabulous innings, and immediately the bullpen just throws up all over themselves.
Well, but you got to catch the ball when it's hit a fly ball to the right field.
And you can say what you want, Tony. That would have been 2 outs, and they still would have scored the go-ahead run. Yeah. It all played out the same way, which it wouldn't have. But you got to look. It wasn't like that was a 3rd out. Yeah, you got to catch the ball, but
yeah, you know, Arizona's pitcher almost caught the ball. What about the first or second inning with his face? And you know, that's a scary situation. And you go back a while, and that instance happened again. But you know, that could have been one of those very, very weird plays. You know, the College World Series with those aluminum bats, it's the only time all year, you know, we had doubles hit off of third baseman's gloves that roll out into left field. You haven't saw that all year in the major leagues. You got the shot up the middle. You've got an umpire missing a blatant call down the left field line. I believe it was Virginia. There was a foot and a half in fair ball that just totally.
Yeah, I was speaking with some of the guys as we were traveling down here, and of course, one of our favorite emailers, Chet from Kearney, thought that might have been a foul ball.
Oh, my God.
I believe he said 3 feet fair. Three feet. That's more than a foot and a half.
What is going on? And every year we've brought up the umpire down. I think the strike zone, hey, some of them have been big, but they've been big for both teams. Some have been small, but they've been small for both teams. I don't have a problem with that. At least they've been pretty consistent from what I've saw so far.
Well, it's not as bad as usual. And last night when they weren't throwing strikes, the umpire wasn't going to give them much. I mean, when you throw like 16 pitches and 14 of them are balls, and they're not going to give you the corner. I only saw one all weekend, and that was last night. I think it was the 8th inning when Southern Miss was trying to come back. Maybe the 7th, it was a 2-1 pitch that was blatantly outside. It would have been 3-1, and instead 2-2, and they get him on the next pitch. But, yeah, so far so good. And I think it'll be interesting. I think there's a couple of teams, obviously, with the wins that are in really, really good shape. But I think your Cinderella stories, Virginia and Southern Miss, both had their chance and both lost.
Okay, Doug, obviously today's games, we get started off with, I don't like to send somebody home before the two winners. I wish the winners played before the losers played, but that's just me. Cal State, Virginia. Is it just Cal State going to take care of business and show Virginia that you got some work to do?
Well, you would think so. I'm going to tell you this right now. I know Cal State lost to Arkansas, but I think Cal State beats Virginia, LSU beats Arkansas, Cal State beats Arkansas, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, Arkansas 1-2 versus LSU this year, so that's been a great rivalry in the SEC. So that goes tonight at 6:00. Any more thoughts on the World Series, Doug? Great crowd support, and it's been great weather down there.
Yeah, right now it is overcast. There is a chance of rain here, and that's the only thing that could make things change up just a little bit.
Well, fair enough. You obviously didn't get a chance to see much of the basketball game last night. I think fans out.
That was sad. I don't remember which one of the national analysts said it, but you know, if Orlando didn't think they could win the series, they weren't going to win Game 5 and have to travel across country just to watch the Lakers celebrate on their home court. And so the Lakers got it done last night. I guess the question I'm left with, Tony, is really, if you were going to take the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 NBA champions, would this be the worst championship team of those 20?
Oh, wow.
I mean, there was nothing scintillating about this. I mean, Kobe Bryant, Pau Gasol, and they, you know, Derek Fisher stepped up. He's 90. But, I mean, there was – you can't tell me that any – I think just about any team from the last 15, 20 years to – I mean, from Jordan on, they'd beat this team.
And, you know, Doug, you're kind of coming at me out of left field there. Pardon the baseball pun, since you're at the College World Series.
Yeah, a little closer to right field right now.
Okay, well, fair enough. Got to go back and think about that. But you're right, nothing real scintillating about this team. And if Orlando would have won, the same could be said there, too. Now you've got to think, for the NBA that people got interested in and to end like that, you had two overtime games before this one. I think a lot of people thought, hey, if the Magic, they just kind of went down without a fight. And that was the most disappointing thing to me. I thought if they're going to, I mean, I just thought it would be such a great game down to the end last night. And heck, it was over about 4 minutes left.
Well, they knew. I mean, they knew. Orlando already had their chances. They lost the games they should have won or had a chance to win. It didn't matter if they won last night. They'd have just flown out, and we've seen a game at least that bad on Tuesday night.
Now you
six.
Now does Phil return?
Well, if Kobe wants him to. I'm saying yeah. I think he'll be back. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
There's one thing you haven't brought up yet.
Go.
I'm trying to remember the only person in the country that took the Penguins to win Game 7 at Detroit. Can you help me out with that?
Amazing prediction. What were they before that? 11-2 was the point differential that was scored?
Nobody had won in Game 7 in 38 years on the road, my friend. We're on a roll, and now we just need Cal State Fullerton to come back and keep the roll going to take us into the rest of the summer.
Obviously, the hockey game, Doug, I mentioned right when we were getting you on, it goes all the way down to the last second. You know, you think these goals, 60 minutes of hockey, they're just scored here and there, three of them obviously, you know, one here, one there. But it goes down to the goalie making a diving save with literally zero time left. I think fans are going to start to come back and gravitate toward this sport, aren't they not?
Isn't that where you insert a Carney soccer reference? You know, the save with no time left. Anyway, yeah, great game for a 2-1 game.
I mean, there's just action. There's people around the goals. There's checking. There's hard hitting. There's action. I mean, the whole stinking thing, and then. I just can't believe that people will not, especially when more and more people see this game on high def, which I think is a huge difference. I think hockey is back on the rise.
Well, it was enough to make people watch, and hopefully the NHL is smart enough next year to realize that they don't want to butt heads with the NBA no matter what. It just doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you what, I mean, if we were someplace or I was someplace or whatever, if it was, you know, an evening and the hockey game was on, we watched at least part of it. I think all of us there in the studio did.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think everybody got a little bit excited for maybe the first time all year because this has not been front and center. Well, hell, it hasn't even been on stations a lot of people get. you know, what do you do? It's not like, well, what channel is the hockey on? It's on CBS. No, it's not like that. I mean, you got more access to LPGA golf than you do the hockey. I mean, to try being a hockey fan, you'd absolutely go nuts.
I know. It was good stuff. So hockey's done, NBA's done, College World Series just getting going. Of course, game one of the day is coming up at 1:05 pregame at 12:45 here on ESPN. I'm down here at the College World Series. It looks like we're going to have another great crowd here this afternoon. For our doubleheader. You got a prediction on today's games?
Well, you know, I think Arkansas, you know, is LSU obviously been there before. They're the ones with 52 wins. But I think Arkansas, that's a huge confidence boost. You know, even if you think the SEC is the best, heck, you get a team from the West Coast, they applied pressure early and often to Fullerton. And I think that's the key. It's whoever gets off the best start and the teams that apply the pressure. And Arkansas did almost from the first inning on to take Cal State Fullerton out of them. I got to think Arkansas developed a whole lot of confidence in that first round game. And I'm going to throw out Arkansas. I got to think that LSU has certainly expected themselves to beat Virginia. You know, there was no shock there to them. I don't think they gained anything by that. But I think Arkansas going out picked up a little bit of momentum and made a point by taking out Fullerton.
Well, I think that first game today could be a dandy. I mean, you got two very, very good baseball teams that are going to be battling here. I think this is a little bit more competitive loser's bracket than what we'll see tomorrow with North Carolina and Southern Miss. And I guess one other thing before we go to the break, Daddy. Oh, it's peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. How about, you know what? We'll talk about yesterday's game.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Enjoy it, folks. We haven't heard it for a while.
For a long time. We better play it 3 or 4 times.
Get a nice sweep at home. Thanks for coming to town, Cincinnati Reds. Enjoyed your presence being in the park. Now, beat it, nerds. Hey, you go back to Friday night, Luke Hochhaver, 80 pitches. 80 pitches. First complete game of his career. 80 pitches. That's where I start out. That's just absolutely remarkable.
Well, it's insane. Plus, he pitched the ninth. I mean, you know, to be able to do that and win the ball game, you know, you're always going to have to go that distance. And it's not like you didn't have to go out and play in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, this is that's incredible. I'm guessing there's been more than one game where Hochhaver's thrown 80 pitches in 3 innings.
Oh, that's no doubt about that. I gotta like the Royals finally getting some wins and getting a little bit of confidence. You got to remember, only 5.5 games back. Now, say what you want. Yeah, they are below 500 and chasing, but hey, they're still in the mix at this point in time. And then you go to yesterday's game. Kansas City's Brian Bannister. Did you know this? 3-0 with a .9 ERA in the 3 afternoon starts this season. He's 15-4 in 26 career day games, as opposed to 13-25 in night games. What's the deal, Brian Bannister? You just like the light?
Well,
because I guess that would be what you call night and day.
I was going to say, I think it would be. I think it would be. It's kind of like you. You do your best work when the sun's up.
Well, that's debatable. That's debatable.
Hey, one more thing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I insist.
No, I was just going to – I thought we were getting ready for a break here, so I know you got some interviews and more stuff to talk about. Want to thank all the fine folks that had fun this weekend at all the events we talked about. Did you go to TNA yesterday?
Did not make it. Hopefully somebody that went will give us a report from TNA. Okay. Tell us how that went.
I thought maybe you had a report already. But, hey, you know, we've discussed on the show how all-star games are just too darn many of them. And Thursday I'm going to be over in Hastings helping them out with the Hastings All-Star Volleyball game where the Lou Platt takes on Triblin kids up in the Hastings Trib area at 7 o'clock. It's fun. Just a big shout-out to Lisa and Lana and all the folks that put in their time with the Hogan's All-Star Classic, which benefited the Nebraska Kidney Association. I thought it was pretty well attended for having some nice weather out there where people had some other options in the nights that I was there. You know what? These kids are there to compete. It wasn't lollygagging around. They had a lot of fun. There was laughter, and boy, they competed. There was some great volleyball on Thursday, and even some pretty competitive basketball Friday and Saturday.
Doug, so,
there's a lot going on. 8-man game is this Saturday. We're going to be on the road Wednesday at the 8-man camp, talking to coaches and players as the camp is opening up. They're just finishing up the practices this morning.
Doug, upsets too. That maybe you didn't see coming in your all-star games, especially on the girls' side, right?
Well, I think it was a slight surprise the Southwest Conference won the volleyball. A lot of people thought the Lou Platt would. And then, the Fort Kearney Conference winning the girls' basketball game. You know, a lot of the same kids played in volleyball. And there's a holy moly. Just a moment. Hold on. The scenery here is not too bad either. Anyways, pretty competitive, yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Wow. Sorry.
It's fun. Who has more fun than people? Is that what you say?
I'll tell you what, it makes me want to go get a Zesto.
Yeah. Zesto's, of course, right down the street. Have you been to Zesto's yet?
No, we're gonna make a stop there. Of course, we're hitting all the hot spots here around the ballpark and checking out some of the vendors and talking to folks from all around. And had a chance to the great thing about this College World Series, we've talked about this before. There are people from Wisconsin down here. Wisconsin doesn't have a baseball team. They're the only Big Ten team that doesn't have a baseball team yet. They're Wisconsin baseball jerseys and Wisconsin hats, and got a chance to talk to them and some LSU fans and some Texas fans and some Southern Miss fans after the game last night. Who had to migrate to places that served more than just drinking water. But if you get a chance, and it may be drug out and it's longer than ever now that they take it to the best two or three, but there's still plenty of time for some great baseball at the College World Series. If you get a chance, come down. And in these midweek games, even if there's just that one game, it's a great opportunity to take the kid or kids if you got that chance, because it's a very memorable experience. I remember the first time I ever came to the College World Series with my dad. I can't forget that at all. I mean, at that night it was the largest crowd ever. Oklahoma State, Arizona State, great ball game, and it's something you should do. Take advantage this year and next year, and then it's the new stadium, and I'm afraid the ambiance will change a little bit.
I believe just this year. It's over after this year, right?
No, they got next year. They're not going to get that baby up in a year, my friend. Nope. 2011.
Okay.
2011.
Okay, is our friends from Greeley, are they representing?
Yeah. Word is that they did Saturday and Sunday. I cannot confirm that as of right now. All I can tell you is that there is a steady stream of people heading to the south, I assume towards an establishment known as Stars.
Phelps Memorial Silver Run. We're going to talk to Rhonda Johnson. Appreciate you joining us, Douglas. We're going to talk to Rhonda Johnson.
It's such a pleasure talking to you. Is Derek okay? Is everything okay with Derek today?
Everything's cool with me.
Well, he's
Pittsburgh Penguins rule all.
Oh, yeah.
No,
very good prediction. I had Detroit going into the series, so I got to give you some props.
Don't
give up on Cal State Fullerton either, people. On Cal State Fullerton.
Doug, I was here 20 minutes early, and I had to listen for 18 of the 20 minutes how Brazil let Egypt score three goals on him.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's had
Take
it.
A break, reach across, slap him, and continue on.
All right, we'll see you later, Douglas. Enjoy the day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Doug Duda live from the College World Series. Hopefully that rain stays away. It is overcast, as he just reported. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Rhonda Johnson, Phelps Memorial Silver Run, set to join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney, Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
The 2009 Cottonwood Festival in Hastings has something for everyone. It's 3 big days, June 19th, 20th, and 21st, with artisans from across the country creating and selling one-of-a-kind treasures. Bring the whole family to Brickyard Park in Hastings for food, art, and music. Featuring the jazz group Bill Wimmer Project Omaha, taking the stage Friday night, June 19th at 7.
Why are my eyes always full of this vision of you?
Then come back Saturday for the Charlie Daniels Band.
And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Tickets good for all 3 days are $15 in advance, and children 12 and under get in free with an adult. For more information, log on to cottonwood-festival.org. It's the event of the summer, and you don't want to miss it. The 20th Annual Cottonwood Festival, celebrating the arts, June 19th, 20th, and 21st at Brickyard Park in Hastings. Log on to cottonwood-festival.org.
This is Dave Van Horn, head baseball coach, University of Arkansas.
This is Dave Serrano, Cal State Fullerton head baseball coach.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Maneri, the head baseball coach for Louisiana State University.
This is Porky Palmer, head coach, University of Southern Mississippi.
Hi, this is Mike Fox, the head baseball coach of the University of North Carolina.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me and Adrian Fiala for the entire College World Series from Omaha on
ESPN Radio.
From the first pitch to the national championship, hear it all on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Mostly lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun possible later today. There's also a chance for some showers and storms, mainly not until late in the day, with a high temperature around the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Missed the first segment of the show. Doug joined us live from the College World Series. He's taking in the action for the next couple days. Hopefully he can enjoy the weather, enjoy the baseball, and enjoy the scenery in Omaha. Hey, I know you're probably not out there enjoying the scenery. Some of these areas have been hit with hail. They want you to know at Dyna-Gro still have soybeans available. What are you looking for, an early group, a mid-group, or a late group? They've got soybeans to fit your farming operations need. Simple, flexible, dependable, Roundup-ready soybeans. 1-800-652-9298. Call them today. Ask them to put you in touch with your local Dyna-Gro dealer because, hey, what works for you by Wood River does not work for you at Broken Bow. 1-800-652-9298. Say you're over in the Minden Holdridge area. Aaron Foster's there to take care of your needs. If you're in the Farwell to Wood River and Kearney area, Lauren Kaiser's there to take care of your needs. Cozad area, Travis Brock. Charlie Shoemaker's waiting for you around Lexington and Broken Bow. Call them today, 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Gro is where it's at, people. They've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in all of America. Say we're switching our attention right now, something we enjoy doing every time this race comes around, and I think it continues to get bigger. Rhonda Johnson joins us. She is a race director of the Phelps Memorial Health Center, Silver Run. Now, Rhonda, welcome once again to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here this morning.
Rhonda, we mentioned it gets bigger and bigger every year. How big is it this year?
Well, you know, we're still registering, and some of those runners want to make sure they didn't pull a hamstring, and some of the walkers want to make sure the weather's good. And we take registration right up until 8 a.m. Saturday morning so that we can just get everybody in, and then we fire the gun, and they take off.
Well, it's perfect because it coincides with Swedish Days and all the activities going on in Holdridge this weekend, especially, you know, it starts – well, let's see, the 19th, about noon, the crowning of the Swedish King and Queen. And then it continues on through the weekend, a kids' fishing tournament there on Sunday as well. Several sponsors involved. Really, Rhonda, this is for any age group. It does,
you know,
not matter.
It really is. Anybody can do the Silver Run. We have a two-mile walk that you can walk at your own pace, or you can walk competitively. But we do ask, when people sign up for that they walk. No running in the walk. We have a two-mile run. And same route, just a little faster pace. We also have 5K and 10K runs. So everything from the beginner to a really serious 10K-er.
Rhonda Johnson joins us from the Phelps Memorial Silver Run, talking about this goes on this Saturday, 8 o'clock. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. You can get there at 7:30, have plenty of time to stretch out. It begins at the North Park. Is that correct?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We begin at North Park. We'll be taking registration up in the shelter really till about 20 till 8 so that you have time to get back down to the track and get everything ready to take off. But I'm also taking registration at Phelps Memorial all this week. And as of tomorrow, Tuesday noon, the race packets will be ready. So a great time to bring your registration in is tomorrow afternoon or any time during the week and pick up everything, and then you're ready with your bib your number, your race number, and all your gifts from the sponsors, and you're just ready to run. Then there's no check-in required at that point.
Ron, I know there's several companies around encouraging weight loss, encouraging people to get out and exercise. There's also a corporate team challenge. Tell us about this.
Well, we just to kind of make teams and have some more fun with it, a lot of our businesses and just some friends will get together and come up with a team. This year, Allman Brothers, Dr. Hinz's office, the Hastings YMCA, as well as the Holdridge YMCA, Holdridge Chiropractic, Bergston Farms, KUVR, Platte Valley Communications, Tier 1, and Tyson Foods all have teams registered right as today. I don't see the ESPN team on here yet.
No, you don't yet. Yeah, okay. But I'm encouraging Derek to get involved.
Wow, Rhonda, anytime Daddy wears a bib, it's not to run. I can tell you that much.
No, we do follow up all the races with the ambulance, and we have the AED on site. Shit, that's the defibrillator. Did your heart go? We're there for you.
But perfect. And obviously, for the competitive runners out there, there are prizes to be awarded, and the top finishers overall do receive trophies, correct?
The top finishers, we have 8 trophies. We have 72 medals. We don't get into the really big prizes because this is always a charity event. And this year, our charity of choice is the Christian Charity Fund. It's a fund sponsored through the Phelps County Ministerial Association, and it provides local residents with emergency assistance for basic needs. When you have a financial problem, it helps you with that a few times a year. And that fund, of course, there's a big need for that fund. So that's our sponsor this year.
Awesome. And that rolls around. It goes somewhere different every year.
It does. Last year, we were the pantry. We've been the drug dog, Habitat for Humanity. We just kind of look at what's going on and see who we think needs us most.
Well, Rhonda, I look at the race sponsorship. You guys are sponsors from all over. It's great to see the support for this race continues to grow. Once again, all week long, you can call Rhonda. This is her direct number, 995, of course, 308 area code, 995-2856. You could take the reservations there. You can take them. Can you get them on the website as well?
You can print out a registration form off the website, but I kind of need your money to call it completely registered. So either mail it in right away or stroll by.
Race day, $20, is that correct?
15 until Saturday morning, then it's 20.
Awesome.
The Saturday morning. Earlier you asked how many. We had 350 people last year in all divisions. And so, of course, we're hoping to beat that, but we're on par to do that.
Rhonda, do you see a lot of competitors show up that morning?
We do, yeah, a lot.
So that may be something to keep in mind also. You may want to be there a little bit earlier just because of the numbers that show up. But we always appreciate your time, Rhonda, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hope we get the word out, and hopefully some people take notice and head on over and see you this weekend.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate ESPN as one of our sponsors, so we appreciate you guys very much as well.
Hey, the race starts at 8 o'clock this Saturday. Hey, you can pick it, a 2-mile run, a 2-mile walk, 5K, 10K, prizes if you're competitive. If you're not competitive, want to walk with a friend, great. Go over and support this great charity. Like she said, it's going to help the Phelps County Ministerial Association Christian Charity Fund this year. Rhonda, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Do you want an ATV that works as hard as you do this summer? Then get into Kearney Yamaha today and cash in on great deals on Kearney Yamaha's 2009 550 and 700 Grizzlies. Save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. These machines are built farm tough with electronic power steering and features like fuel injection, independent rear suspension, and a reliable automatic transmission. No other ATV can match the comfort and reliability of the Yamaha Grizzly. So no matter what you're facing today, irrigating, chasing cows, or fixing fence, get the job done with a new Yamaha Grizzly. Remember, you can save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today. Years of experience and huge selection, Kearney Yamaha just south of the Kearney I-80. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Great, we're lost in this graveyard.
Jeepers, what's that?
My stomach, I'm starving.
Oh, maybe there's some food in this poorly lit crypt.
Hey, look, a talking skeleton.
You need to eat something, fella.
Don't run away, it's just my stomach.
Nothing's more terrifying than night hunger. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, our kitchen doesn't close till we do.
There goes your stomach again.
Nah, it's just that mummy.
Buffalo Wild Wings, you have to be here.
It's the 13-hour tire sale Monday, June 15th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all Graham Tire locations. All Goodyear, Cooper, Dunlop, Kelly Springfield, and Hankook tires will be on sale. Plus, during this event, free alignment with the purchase of four tires. At Graham Tire, you always get free shuttle service, flat repair, rotation, mounting, 30-day ride guarantee, air pressure check, and road hazard, all free with each tire purchase. This is a one-day-only 13-hour sale Monday, June 15th at all Graham Tire locations. Don't miss it. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun possible later today. There's also a chance for some showers and storms, mainly not until late in the day, with a high temperature around the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
You ever just want to throw a computer out the window? Like Office Space, just take a baseball bat, sledgehammer, something like that right on, just beat the crap out of it and throw it out the window. I'd love to.
I don't, because usually it's me that screwed it up. But
wow. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here for you. And we're getting close to lunchtime. So, hey, when you're thinking
chicken
lunch,
coop.
You got to think chicken coop. Grand Island or Kearney. So you can try anything. Try their burgers, outstanding burgers, sandwiches, the chicken tender hoagie, a big favorite here on the show. Get the chicken tenders as well if you don't want them in the sandwich. That's good stuff there. They have all your wing flavors that you want, too. Any kind of wing flavor you want to try, they basically have it there. And you can try any of the appetizers, the best of which, according to Daddy, are the balls and cheese.
Balls and cheese.
Balls and cheese. But they have cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms, pub pickles, onion rings, or breaded cauliflower as far as appetizers go. And anything else you want, too. You can get a steak there, too. Did you know that?
No, you can get a steak there. You can get one in Grand Island. Then, when you get hungry again, if you're driving back to Kearney,
you stop again.
Well, and it's free, too. You pick the right numbers at Keno, boom goes dynamite. They got money for you, you pay your bill.
Chicken Coop, head down there. You can catch all your favorite sporting events on the TVs as well at the Chicken Coop.
All right, guys, Doug joined us early. We got Derek and Merritt both in studio right now with us. I find it interesting, throughout the NBA Finals and throughout much of the NBA, Doris Burke was the on-court reporter.
You're not a big fan. We were just talking about this a little bit. Well, not a big fan, huh?
I guess I don't have anything against Doris Burke, but who the hell is Doris Burke? Don't you bring somebody... There's big-time women announcers, and I'm certainly not... You know what? Craig Sager's the guy that's always with TNT. When Craig Sager's just been an icon in the sport, had been there for so many things, and you expect to see him in NBA games. College World Series, you get Aaron Andrews, and the NBA Finals, which... I guess in the big scheme of things, when you compare market share and stuff, who would you think would be where? You would think that Doris Burke would be attending the swimming trials in Tampa right now. Don't know if there's swimming trials in Tampa, but
I think it's scenery mostly.
Yeah, it's. I think so too. You get a good looking girl, you send her down. We're talking. You know, they're trying to get interviews with a lot of these guys.
Once again, case in point.
Exactly.
What's Doris Burke doing?
Exactly.
And then. You know, whatever.
Craig Sager. See, Craig comes with the crazy suits.
He's the Don Cherry of the NBA.
Yeah, everybody knows Craig, and everyone's going to give Craig some time. And Aaron Andrews obviously comes with a little something else, but everyone's going to give her some time, too. But, yeah, I don't understand that decision either.
Aaron Andrews is not only very sharp-witted sports mind and can come back with great questions. She's very, very beautiful, five-star 10,
She'll be on ESPN for years to come.
As long as she wants.
Yeah, I think so.
As long as she wants. But, guys, just talking here during the break, a little NBA, and while we're wrapping the NBA up, one thing they don't do, if you notice about the NBA when they're going off the air, did anybody at any of the roundtables last night, whether it be on ABC, whether it be on SportsCenter, did they look ahead towards next year and pick the matchup for the finals next year?
No, they're not as crazy as a lot of the
NFL football, what's the last thing they always do?
God, you got to pick.
Who do you see next year? Who do you see in Tampa? You know, wherever the Super Bowl is. Where do you see in Miami?
And we were just discussing it, all of us off the air just a second ago. Hedo Turkoglu is opting out of his contract with the Magic. There's going to be a lot of shuffling up, players going different places this offseason. And with any sport, it does that. And that's why I hate. You got people, who's going to win next year? It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, why would Turkoglu, after the run they made this year, you would think that he's one of the critical pieces of that team if Orlando's going to remain at the top of the East or one of those elite teams in the East, he's got to be a part of it.
You could say they're just like the Lakers were last year. They were an experienced year away from being in the finals again and possibly winning it. Moving them out, taking Turkoglu out, who wins in the East?
Especially you move a point guard there the entire year. Let's not forget, Jamir Nelson was, absent 75% of the year? I think you get a point guard back in there that's accustomed to running your team in day-in, day-out operations. I think you get a much better chance. Anyway, Lakers were a better team. You guys agree with Doug that you go back 15 years and every other team would have beat this Laker team? I don't know. I mean, it's tough to say that, but I don't know. Do we need the soap opera-ness that was Kobe and Shaq?
No, I don't think so. And I don't know so much if you can compare teams nowadays to teams back then. Obviously, you can. Who would win this and that? But the game has evolved a little bit, even in just the past 15 years or so. It's gotten, obviously, more physical. They've taken away the hand check, however, which is why Kobe can go out and have 81-point nights. And if you wouldn't have been able to hand check Jordan, oh, my God, look out, because he would have absolutely destroyed everyone. Not that he didn't anyway, but... He would have had some more 60-point games, I think, in there. But the game's evolved just a little bit. But I think this Lakers team was pretty good. They had Odom step up when they needed him to. Powell played pretty well down the stretch. Bynum was kind of a no-show here and there for the most part. And if they get him to step up, obviously they're a lot stronger of a team. So I don't know if I so much agree with that statement. I think they could hang with some of those teams.
Well, I think that, Kobe and Doug and Derek Fisher's how old?
90.
90, I think. I believe Derek Fisher and Kobe came in the same year, didn't they?
I'll have to let me hit the crack research department here, and we'll try again.
I kind of forgot that Derek Fisher was the one that's baby had the tumor in its eye or behind its retina. Or,
and then he had to rush back to that Utah game last year.
Hit the only three.
Yeah, he came in at halftime, didn't he? Wasn't that right? Yeah.
Hit his only, pulled up for a three and buried his only shot of the game, and you know, Derek Fisher, probably one of the good guys in sports a lot of people cheer for, and I believe that was his fourth title. I'd kind of forgot. I believe it's been 7 years since the Lakers have won a title.
Doesn't seem that long.
Boy, it doesn't, does it? excuse me. But I tell you what, they probably should have been here more often than that with Kobe. I mean, you're talking about the most dynamic scorer in the league. I'm not so sure about overall player. You can make the argument for LeBron or whatnot, but you've got to give it up to him as the purest scorer right now in the league when he has the basketball in his hands. And to answer your question, Daddy, Derek Fisher, 12 years of experience. He's 34 years old. I believe Kobe is 28. So Kobe has, I believe, 9 to 10 years of experience. And I think, I'll check that right now, but I heard one of the announcers say, I'm not sure. Is he already 30? Let me check. I'm not sure who said it, but somebody said that Kobe has the oldest, I think it was 28, the oldest 28-year-old legs in the league. No. And to tell you the truth, how much long, with the way Kobe plays, the way he has played, he's a slasher, he fades away, he's always stretching, making crazy shots. How much longer are those legs going to last? Are those knees going to last?
He'll end up just like Allen Iverson did. He was a slasher and a scorer and a little guy, and he just got beat up, and now he's in the Pistons, and you wouldn't even know.
Now, they're the same age, aren't they?
Kobe is 30, but he also has 12 years experience coming out of high school.
They came
so you
in
are
the
correct.
Same time.
They came in the same time. Kobe, 1996 first round draft pick, 13th overall by Charlotte. Derek Fisher went to L.A. with the 24th overall pick that year.
See, I don't think people think Derek Fisher. You know, this old guy that no way he's going to be around. How'd the guy hit the shot? I still go back to the game before this. Had was 0 for 5 before that. Steps up 26 feet, bang.
And that puts him up there in the top three, I think, with the shots he hit, the third overall with 40 three-pointers in playoff history. And did you see who's first on that list? Robert Horry with 54 or something.
Big shot Bob.
Yeah, but both of those guys are kind of the same. I mean, they're older players. Robert Horry was an older player, and Derek Fisher's at that point in his career, but they can still hit those big shots.
Fair enough. I think there's some people out there still shaking their head going, are these guys really just spent another segment of the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the NBA? Okay, we'll get off it. We'll be back after this with more of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now we're going to switch it up a little bit. We have a story here from Doug that we're going to get to next about a high school baseball game that's pretty entertaining. We'll check that coming out next.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
"Food fight!"
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready. That's why Midas is offering you a thorough brake inspection absolutely free. Right now, we'll take a comprehensive look at your entire brake system and let you know what needs attention now and what can wait. Because at Midas, we won't sell you anything you don't need. Midas, we're on this road together.
Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
Well, my family can't decide on the right Father's Day gift. Mom says we should get my dad this, my older sister says he wants that, my younger sister says something else.
How about getting him the Samsung Eternity? It's a touchscreen phone with a 3-megapixel camera to take great photos. It also features AT&T mobile TV access so he can watch his favorite shows, AT&T Navigator, and 3G network high-speed data access.
Whoa. That's even better than a tie.
This Father's Day, show Dad how much you care. Pick up a Samsung Eternity from AT&T at Radio Shack.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun possible later today. There's also a chance for some showers and storms, mainly not until late in the day, with a high temperature around the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
You got to know when to fold. Know when to fold. Know when to walk away. Know when to
I'm back, Doug and Danny Show. Summer Rats is ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to remind you, Misco Sports, 10%. Off all ball gloves going on. They've got bat bags as well.
Everything you need.
Well, T-ball, Little League, Senior League, Travels Team, Legion, bats. Hey, catcher's equipment. You know, the mask, it's rubbing you. It's rubbing the side of your face. It's
driving
you
nuts.
Get a new
one.
Get a new mask. They've got it at Misco Sports, baseball, softballs, all waiting for you, along with batting helmets, all the supplies you and your teams need all summer long. They've got umpire apparel as well. Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center. Go in and talk to Steve, and the gang. Ask them about the 10% off all the ball gloves going on now at Misco Sports. They've been serving Kearney and the surrounding areas for over 100 years.
Daddy, we got a World Series of Poker update. Phil Ivey has captured his second bracelet of this World Series.
He's going crazy, playing all over.
He's going crazy. He won the $2,500 seven-card stud eight or better tournament, so it's a high-low going for two hands there at the same time. But he ended up winning that second bracelet. That gives him seven all-time, and it ties him for sixth place all-time on the bracelet list. And he's, I think he's in his late 20s, so he's still pretty young guy, and he's got plenty of time to win a lot more. And I tell you what, in a couple of years, 5-10 years, don't be surprised if you see him at the top of the bracelet
list. Who leads the bracelet list? Do we know?
Yeah, Phil Hellmuth.
The Brat.
Yeah. You got Phil Hellmuth with 11, and you have Doyle Brunson and Johnny Chan each with 10 apiece.
Phil Hellmuth.
Hellmuth is a good player. He plays all the events that he possibly can, which a lot of the other big-name pros don't do, but they have been doing over the last couple of years because there's so much money being poured into these tournaments. But Phil's a great tournament player. He really is. People hate him. I can't stand his demeanor at the table, but you can't knock greatness, and he's a good player.
Hey, before you get to that story, Derek, I want to tell fans out there that you know Miller Park. My wife is a huge fan of the sausage racing. She just gets a charge out of that. Doesn't you know? You just get a glimpse of it. Boy, that makes her laugh, and a lot of other people smile. Hey, they've had a long history of grilling meat at tailgates at Miller Park, but the home of the Milwaukee Brewers has cracked a top 10 list of vegetarian-friendly ballparks.
Wow.
Something not a lot of people would know. People for the ethical treatment of animals are friends here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Not really. Says Miller Park is tied for 10th in its rankings for vegetarian options at the park, such as veggie dogs, vegetable wraps, tossed salads, fresh fruit, stir fry, baked potatoes.
Let's see, Milwaukee. You can get hops, barley, and malt all in the same.
There you go.
Concoction there, too. That's all vegetable.
Baked potato, lovely. Slap a bunch of bacon and ham on it.
Well, that's good to know. They sell beer and vegetables.
There you go.
Good stuff there. Before we get out of here, we got a story. Doug actually sent this over to us. You might have seen this. You might have seen a little bit of it on the internet or on TV this morning. An umpire, this is from West Burlington, Iowa, an umpire emptied the stands at a high school baseball game, ejecting the entire crowd of more than 100 for being, quote, unruly. Umpire Don Briggs said he had no problem with any student-athletes that on Thursday night's game between Winfield, Mount Union, and West Burlington, but he said he had to take action because the fans were being unruly, yelling, and arguing.
I got it here. It says he helped. He called the police to help eject the unruly crowd.
Yeah, the umpire called police as a precaution. West Burlington police officer Al Waterman said no arrests were made. The superintendent of the school district said he didn't see any unusual behavior, and he thought the umpire overreacted. After a 40-minute delay, West Burlington did win that game 12-11, even though you got an idiot umpire there.
Hey, also tonight, HBO, Joe Buck.
Joe Buck. He's been around for a while already.
Joe Buck Live. Of course, Joe Buck, you heard him last hour on Colin Cowherd. He's with the station, but obviously took over for John Madden and Pat Summerall with Troy Aikman as the number one crew on CBS. Got his own show coming up 8 o'clock tonight, Central Standard Time. Be interesting. Get some thoughts from Brett Favre.
He's one of the premier sportscasters nowadays, isn't he? Yeah. Is he not? He's got to be. He's way up there.
Of course, following in his dad's legendary footsteps. But check that out tonight, 8 o'clock on HBO, if you happen to get HBO. I want to thank Rhonda Johnson for joining us on today. Talk about the Phelps Memorial Silver Run going on this Saturday, June 20th. 8 o'clock is go time, so please get there by 7:15, 7:30 to register. Hey, and we want to thank our own Doug Duda for joining us live from the College World Series. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.